Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hoş geldiniz, iyi akşamlar, and welcome to Connections. My name's Tim Hallam. We're going to start and finish with Gabor Szabo this week. And just before we start, I just want to dedicate this show to the memory of somebody I didn't actually have the pleasure of knowing. But, I know his life affected many of the people I know. His name was Brent McEwen, and today I was supposed to be doing an appeal for some blood on this show, and unfortunately he passed away this week, so this music is going up to him in heaven. So, as I say, we're going to start off with Gabor Szabo, and he's always, he just makes me want to say it in a London accent, so I'll do it. Gabor Szabo. Although he was from Budapest, and he had, I think in the 60s, a sort of string of albums that you'd call jazz fusion. And, this one was, I think, really picking up on the sort of mood around 1966, 67, people started using sitars. And the name of the album that it comes from is Mood Ragga, it's Jazz Ragga. That's what it is, Jazz Ragga. And it was kind of, half of the cover was sort of a little bit of artwork, and then half of the cover he's got like a nice lady on a moped. So it was really sort of dipping into the mod sensibilities. And this is the first track on side one with some very subversive vocals. This is Walking on Nails.
Thank you.
from 1966, the fabulous Gabor Szabo and Walking on Nails. The connection is, well, it's a bit of a highfalutin one, but one all the same. A little bit later on in his career, that was on his Master's Voice Records in the UK. In America, it was on Impulse, with an exclamation mark. But a little bit later on, he was on Griffin Records. And there was a band that was spelt exactly the same that has absolutely no relation to the record company Griffin, but they're called Griffin. They were around about 1973 to 77. You can imagine that was a pretty far out time in music. And they were really famous for sort of proggy, sort of almost pseudo-classical, a little bit rhythmic. It was all that sort of era went out with punk, if you know what I mean. And this album got, I think on some of the ratings I've seen, like 2 out of 5. I don't really know why. This is a rather nice version of the Beatles song, Mother Nature's Son. And it goes something like this. Lovely, a rather pastoral version from the album Rain Dance from 1973, which features a man with no clothes on sitting listening to one of those horned gramophone records. It's quite something. The connection is, I'm not quite sure what the connection is, but here is the Ohio Express and Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. I think we're going to have to start that again. Here's the Ohio Express, and here is Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. Let's just do that. Goodness me, what are they doing to it? Okay. Thank you. A lot of people don't realise this. This record sounds twice as good at 78 RPM. Sounds three times better at 16 2/3 RPM. Sounds best at nothing. Thank you for that. The connection was that the Beatles did Mother Nature's Son. Paul McCartney worked with Stevie Wonder, as did Minnie Riperton. And, this is... This needs no introduction, other than nice adverts for creamy brown liquid and things like that. Here's Les Fleurs.
Somebody wear me to the fair? Will a lady pin me in her hair? Will a child find me by a stream? Ooh, kiss my petals, weave me through a dream. For all of these simple things and much more, flower was born. It blooms to spread love and joy, faith and hope to people forlorn. Inside every man lives the seed of a flower. If he looks within, he finds beauty and
about that bit that goes that was went out to my friend Ross. We were sort of eating I think curried chicken and digestive biscuits together this week, and he did mention to me, did I know this song? And that was the sort of stanza he mentioned, and I was glad to oblige. I think he's listened to it a few times since then, but I did promise him I'd play that today. The connection is today's good news, which went out on the 8th of October 2014 on X-Ray FM, Portland, Oregon. And that was, a song by Okai Temiz, and also one by Minnie Riperton. You know, it's a better music mix and everything like that, just like Ajik Radio. Now, this particular album came out, I think, as far as I can see, in 1976. And I'm just looking at the... It's called Witch Doctor's Son. the cover picture seems to have been taken by Omer Madra's brother, Tiemann Madra. And this is, what can I say? It's just an absolutely awesome piece of music. It was by OK Temiz, who was Turkish, and it was a marriage of rhythms with South African musician Johnny Diani. And this is, the title is very simple and probably quite self-explanatory, is Marimba.
Thank you.
They really are the governors, aren't they? That was OK Temiz and Johnny Diani from 1976 and Marimba. And I've just got to say, the cover photograph really shows, I think OK had some kind of club in Sultanahmet. And it was one of those places that, you know, the kind of thing, you go in there, the floor's slightly dirty, the walls are sort of bare brick, and it really looked as though it kicked. Let's just say that. We've got some ESG coming up next, but before that, that song did make me sort of want to reach for the baking tin, and I don't know, I could just really do with a spatula. Where can I get a spatula in Istanbul at this time of night? Anybody?
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with a gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Well, what can we say to that? I think there's not much we can say, but to play a group from the South Bronx called ESG that were formerly called the Scroggins Sisters. I think I know where they were going there, but Trouser Press called them one of the best bands to come out of New York City at that time, possibly of all time. You're no good.
Love ya, and baby, you never want.
You know, good. That was ESG from 1981. Mrs. Kay from Gyro Tepe was on the phone. Hello, Mrs. Kay. How are you doing? She was saying, what is the connection between Okai, Temiz, Johnny Diani and ESG? Because, trust me, I'm racking my brains. I was also racking my brains, Mrs. G. I came up with WFMU's Beware of the Blog. That was they're both mentioned on there, really. That's as good as that gets. The Billboard magazine of the 19th of June 1982, however, does connect us quite ostensibly to David Bowie. David Bowie was on the cover of that magazine, and it had a bit of an article about ESG in it. Or I think it might be an advert for one of their records. Either way, this is from a David Bowie album that was only just revealed a couple of months ago when it came out in the box set called Who Can I Be Now? And it was a collection of... when my wife saw the box set, I mean, you imagine sort of David Bowie's output between 1974 and 76 is going to be, you know, fairly slim volume. The box weighs almost as much as a small house. It's got about, I think I counted about 10 records in it. It's like every single live recording and every remix and so on and so on. But... this was probably the most interesting thing in it. Around about the end of 1974, there was going to be an album called The Gouster, which then became Young Americans, but did have its own cover. It's quite an opaque-looking cover, and it's where the title of the box actually comes from, Who Can I Be Now? And it's sort of a scaled-down version of Young Americans without John Lennon on it, without Across the Universe and Fame on it, and you know, slightly different remixes and a couple of different tracks. You know, it's only had about 7 tracks on it, and they achieved the sort of correct volume with the right amount of silence. You know, the grooves were always a little bit narrower in silence, and width when it was louder. But this is first track off side two of that treat that was released just now. Who Can I Be Now? And, oh, what time is it?
It's 9:15 and first call up. Good evening to Caroline. Hello, Caroline.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Davey.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Caroline.
Thank you. I hope you got my letter amongst the horde.
Oh, I framed it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty slippy.
What did you want to know?
Yeah, basically, I'm an...
What do you do first?
Sorry?
What do you do?
Well, I'm an actress after fashion, but not quite.
Which fashion are you after?
Uh-huh. Now, come on, you can't give me.
Can. Go on.
Well, basically, I'd like to know what your opinion, if you have any at all, on Stanislavski. Method.
Well, I like his earlier stuff, but when he got into the London scene, man, and started knocking around with the punks, it all fell to pieces, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you take Method so far and that, but, well, he took it to New York, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. I don't have one opinion on Stanislavski that I can think of.
Yeah. passion, putting on a face that's new. Someone has to see the road for him. It's a special game to play. Oh, could we make a star that snaps the angels' bond? Make a role for every day.
Please help me. Can I?
Lovely stuff. It's off one of those records that's been bought out by Parlophone, and it's designed to sort of look like the old RCA label. I'm not really sure why they do that, because the RCA bit, I think they didn't let them put that on the label, so it just says Bowie. And so when you look at it, you're somewhat, I don't know, you're left a little bit empty inside. But nonetheless, that was David Bowie and Who Can I Be Now? And thanks to the Record Mirror, which you can buy for a princely sum of £9.99 on eBay from the November the 26th 1983 edition, has has Bowie, and also has Kirsty MacColl. The sort of featured inside. I think either of them are on the cover. I'm not sure. Maybe Bowie was on the cover of that one as well. But this is a song that is quite late in the day, considering some of the dates of the stuff I play on here. But a song I like a lot, reminds me of the Kinks, and it's Kirsty MacColl. And how long is it? 15 minutes.
Seven times in 7 days I've sat and wished my life away. I know the greyness comes and goes, but the sun don't shine and the snow don't snow. There's Susie Ann with her tits and curls, where mediocrity excels. For those vicious boys and their boring girls, you know it makes me sick, but it's a bozo's world. Then there's always the cash, selling your soul for some trash, smiling at people that you cannot stand. You're in demand, your 15 minutes start now. City banker looks are in, the heartless heart, the chinless chin, and you'd spill your beans for just a pint of gin. How you got so holy and became so thin, in Sunday papers every week, the silly words you love to speak. The tacky photos and the phony smiles, well, it's a bozo's world and you're a bozo's child. Then there's always the cash, selling your yourself for some trash. Smiling at people that you cannot stand. You're in demand. Your 15 minutes start now. Then there's always the fame. Autographs now and again. People who saw you on blankety blank or in the bank. Your 15 minutes start now.
Well, that was Kirsty MacColl and 15 Minutes, and well, this is Capital I.
We all live in a capital I, in the middle of the desert, in the center of the sky, and all day long we polish on the eye to keep it clean and shiny so it brightens up the sky, rubbing it here and scrubbing it there. Polishing the eye so high in the air. As we work, we sing a lively tune. It is great to be so happy on a busy afternoon. And when we're through with the day's only chore, we go into the eye and we close the door. Capital I, capital I, capital I, capital I.
Aye, aye. And, well, the connection back to Kirsty MacColl is 1,000 Songs That Rock Your World. There could be a lot in there. And there certainly is one by Kirsty MacColl. There's a couple by Fleetwood Mac. And that takes us to Fleetwood Mac's album that came out in 1974. No, it's not Rumours or Tango in the Night or any of those. It's from that wilderness period. And you always hear people talking about it with, like, whistling wind and tumbleweed blowing in the distance, seemingly, like... You know, Fleetwood Mac had some lean years between 1970 and 1974. It was their ninth album. It actually was the highest charting album, I think, in America of Fleetwood Mac ever in 1974. I mean, this is before Lindsay and Stevie came. But this is a song by the late, great Bob Welch. They actually had a song with the same name a little bit later in their career, which does cause a little bit of confusion, but here's Angel.
Right now. dark despair. Got a sweet lot of plans that come to nothing. In a life that's in need of a good repair. Angel, I wanna see you.
From 1974, that was Fleetwood Mac and Angel. And the connection is CBS Records. Fleetwood Mac were sort of briefly on CBS around about, well, Blue Horizon was the sister company of, it was in fact even a subsidiary of CBS. And, Tamam Shud, which sounds as though it could be a Turkish band, but they're an Australian band, also were on CBS. It's a band that was named after a guy that was washed up on a beach that nobody knows about in 1948, who had a copy of the Rubaiyat in his pocket. I think it was the last two words of it, Tamam Shud, and it was spelled wrongly, but they've spelled it correctly, so it does sound a little bit like Tamam as we know it. But from 1969... A little bit more cheery. This is Lady Sunshine. Struth, mate. Sunshine from 1969, and that was Tamam Shud. And it's, well, I think of all the things that we could probably mention, Craigslist connects us to from Lady Sunshine to The Angry Silence by Television Personalities. These were a post-punk band, and, well, goes a little bit like this.
Shouting at my mother in the room next door. He's always threatening to pack his bags, cause he can't take any more. And my brother's anorexic, and no one seems to care about the state he's in. And my sister's in the tub, she's a barmaid in the pub, and my mother's full of gin. City poetry. Writing poems for the girl I love, but she doesn't love me. And I'm supposed to go out at night, it's not safe on the street. And it's hard to disagree, it's a place I saw until you can't just tell you what you mean.
It's a bit of CCS there. From 1980, that was Television Personalities and This Angry Silence. And I was hoping they might be on EMI Records or something like that, but life's just not like that, is it? They were on Rough Trade Records. But there was an article called They Were Almost As Big As The Beatles. The Beatles were on EMI Records. That connects us back to Gabor Szabo, because he was on His Master's Voice. The Beatles were on Parlophone. Parlophone was yellow, His Master's Voice was red. You get me drift. And this is from Jazz Ragga, and this is Mizrab.
And it's on vinyl.
Thank you.
Beautiful Gabo Szabo and Ms. Rab from 1966. Let's go around the houses pretty quickly. Oh, yeah. We started off with Gabo Szabo and Walking on Nails from 1966, that very same record, Jazz Ragga, in fact. He was on Griffin Records in a different incarnation, and we had from the group Griffin, Mother Nature's Son from 1975. The Beatles wrote Mother Nature's Son. Paul McCartney worked with Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder worked with Minnie Riperton. We had Le Fleur from 1970. Hello, Ross. Today's good news from the 8th of October 2014, X-Ray FM, Portland, Oregon, connected us to Marimba by OK Tamiz, Johnny Diani. WFMU's Beware of the Blog connected us to You're No Good by ESG. Billboard magazine from the 19th of June 1982 connected us to David Bowie and Who Can I Be Now from 1974. A copy of Record Mirror from November the 26th, 1983 connects us from Bowie to Kirsty MacColl. A Thousand Songs That Rock Your World by Dave Thompson, sounds like somebody that was an Olympian, connected us to Angel by Fleetwood Mac. CBS Records connected us to Lady Sunshine by Tamam Shud. Craigslist, of all things, connected us to from Tamam Shud to The Angry Silence by Television Personalities. And, it was the fact that there was an article that mentioned that Television Personalities could have been a bigger than Beatles. There's many an article like that, but the Beatles were on EMI Records, as was at that time in England anyway. Gabo Szabo from 1966, and we have Ms. Rab. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. As I say, all the songs tonight go out with a lot of love to Brent McEwen, who sadly passed away this week, and my thoughts are with his friends and family. And, I hope you enjoyed the show. Stick around for Simon's show. I'm sure he's got something exciting even, lined up for you. And until next week, keep safe, keep warm, and keep connected. Good night.
Connections.
Connection.
Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.